Life Audio.
Hi friends, Don Hawkins here. Today I'm excited to give you an episode preview of another podcast on Life Audio called Gospel Rant. The host, Dr. Bill Sinyard, has just launched a new series all about love. Here's a sneak peek.
So when people begin to fall in love, their brains become active in a couple of key regions. These are the same areas that become active with other things like sex and food and drugs and music, right? Sex, drugs, rock and roll. In brain scans, these areas light up when you're falling in love. Chemicals associated with the reward circuit flood your brain. They produce a variety of physical and emotional responses in light speed, by the way. So racing hearts, sweaty palms, flushed cheeks, feelings of passion and anxiety, a desire to write horrible poetry, to text people 20 times a day. Look, it may sound strange, but the beginning of romantic love is associated with the stress response that's triggered by your hypothalamus. And you know that nervous excitement and anxiety you feel while you're falling for someone? During the initial stages of falling in love, your stress levels skyrocket. I mean, you've heard of cortisol, the stress hormone most familiar with the fight, flight, freeze cycles. Our body recognizes love as a crisis that must be managed. Oh my goodness. As cortisol levels rise, the levels of the neurotransmitter serotonin become depleted. This leads to what one scholar refers to as the intrusive, maddening, preoccupying thoughts, hopes, and terrors of early love. Not exactly a Hallmark card or a Disney Channel movie. It's two people who become OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, right? And it is a disorder. That's how your brain sees it. They can only focus on one person, one thing. You can't live that way, but tell that to people in love, right? And then as you fall more deeply in love, your brain becomes engorged in dopamine. This is the good stuff. Dopamine's associated with your body's reward system. This makes love a ridiculously desirable feeling. You get dope highs when there's other things, right? Like chocolate and jogging. It's the brain chemical that uncontrolled will lead to addiction. It's good. I mean, you want it. Life without dopamine is not a good thing. I'll say more. And that kicks off a bigger reward circuit. So the more you are with the other and talk to each other, the more pleasure your brain is experiencing. And your brain is linking being with the other with this dopamine hit. And when you separate, you go through a bit of a withdrawal. Doesn't that explain so much? The immediate pleasure, the euphoria goes away. You need a hit of something. And in one study, again, not Hallmark, male fruit flies who were separated from their female counterparts, they drank four times as much alcohol as fruit flies that were with female fruit flies. How many times in weddings have you heard the words, you're like fruit flies, you're jonesing for each other? But that's what happens inside of our brain. And as romance grows, your brain releases even more chemicals. There's oxytocin, there's vasopressin, and these deepen your feelings of attachment. They make you feel closer to one another. By the way, little known fact, they actually cause you to like others around you less. So you love the person you're in love with more, and you love the people around you less. Isn't that interesting? Not quite sure what to do with that. So anyway, you're inundated with feelings of contentment, calmness, security, all good. And it produces this internal desire for long-term monogamous relationship. This is how God made us. That science speak for faithfulness. But honestly, it's your brain and brain chemicals kicking off when you're in a relationship. You become addicted to this person, this particular person. It's what God does. It's a gift.
To continue listening to the snippet you just heard, please check out today's show notes or search Gospel Rant on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. You can also head over to lifeaudio.com to learn more about the show. Have a great day.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.